Today is part two of my incredible interview with Tristan Taramino. I'm so glad to have you back.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, one of the ways that you've helped people is by making a fairly mainstream porn video. It's the ultimate guide to anal sex. Is that
for women?
For women. Same title as the book.
Same title as the book, yeah.
And when I first heard you were doing the movie, because I associated you with the feminist sex posse counterculture, I thought, oh, that's so great. You know, I'm sure she's there trying to figure out where the on switch is, just like I used to be, you know, and doing it yourself, amateur hour, and which, you know, more power to you. And then I got the press release that said, working with John Stagliano, porn director extraordinaire, Mr. Buttman, Mr. Like, this guy has been around forever. He's huge. He's won every award. And I thought, when did she meet him? I just wasn't ready for that collaboration. Can you explain?
Yeah. Okay, so I wrote the book. And then I started traveling around the country teaching workshops based on the book. And people said, you know, when are you going to make a video? When are you going to make a video? And I've always thought that sex education videos are a little weak. So I definitely felt like I had something to add to the genre, you know?
Why did you think they were weak?
Well, because I feel like they're really, really good at teaching you how to do things, but they don't inspire you to want to do them.
Not erotic enough.
Not erotic. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make a video that would teach, but also make people want to run out and have anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I had these two options. You know, on the one hand, absolutely the lesbian feminist model. Beg, borrow, and steal. Make all your friends work for free. Somehow get enough money. Max out the credit cards. Mm-hmm. Figure out how to distribute it yourself. And then basically reach everyone who already knows what this video is trying to say. Or sell out to the man.
So how did you meet the man?
So so this is what I did. So I started, you know, I had to enter this entirely new world of porno where I didn't know the players, who hates who has the money, who's shady, who has the reputation. So I went to the World Pornography Conference. That was like one of the first things I did. And I sniffed around, I met some people, I networked. Then I went to the East Coast Video Show. Then I went to the big CES show. In Las Vegas, where the big adult trade show. And I had these little proposals. And, you know, and I basically pitched the video to every mainstream company there is. And every single one, including John Stagliano, said, no. Like, first of all, they were like, so you want this to be geared for women, and you want it to be educational, but you want it to be sexy, and you've never made a porn video before? No. Yeah, I mean, they looked at me like I had two heads. Like, I was literally out of my mind crazy. And so
Let me explain to our listeners, it's because it's such an incestuous little group, and really the way newcomers come into the business is usually as models,
right,
who don't know anything. It's like, okay, throw your legs in the air, and
right,
we'll show you what to do. They're not accustomed to a woman saying she wants to make a movie. They're not big on education.
No.
And there is no such thing as a proposal. I mean, everything you did was just so
wrong.
So then what happened?
Okay, so I kind of thought, okay, I have to approach this in a different way. I have to think about it. And in December of 1999 or 1998, I remember I was sitting in my living room on my couch in my sweatpants, and I was writing on my laptop, and the phone rang. And I picked it up, and the person said, can I speak to Tristan? And I said, this is she. And he said, hi, this is John Stagliano. And I was like, hello? You know, and I was like, inside, I was like, it's Buttman! Buttman is on the phone! You know, and he said, well, you know, I was going through this pile of stuff on my desk, and I saw your proposal, you know, and I kind of rethought it, and I'm thinking, like, you know, maybe I want to do this. And I said, okay. And he said, are you going to be in Vegas in January for the, you know, the big CES convention? And I was like, yes. And he said, well, let's have a meeting. And I said, okay, bye, you know, and then, like, hang up.